Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors will interrupt their regularly scheduled meeting on Tuesday morning to hold a press conference on the courthouse steps with members of the state legislature. Assemblymember Jim Wood, Speaker of the Assembly Tony Atkins, the supervisors and other officials from the county and Sacramento will be on hand to urge Governor Brown to sign into law two bills, AB 243 and AB 266, that will regulate the cultivation, processing, and sale of medical marijuana. Assemblymember Wood is the author of AB 243 that will treat medical marijuana as any other agricultural product in the state. That bill, along with a second aimed at addressing environmental concerns, await the governor's signature. The press conference will begin at 11 o'clock and is expected to last 15 to 20 minutes. While local lawmakers await Governor Brown's signature on new marijuana regulations, the governor has addressed the issue of providing emergency services for those displaced by wildfires in Lake, Napa, and Sonoma counties. The governor has issued an executive order suspending regulations regarding mobile and manufactured homes for 3 years in an effort to expedite the construction of new housing for those who lost homes to wildfires. More than 1,500 homes were destroyed in the Lake Fire alone, and more than 16,000 residents were evacuated from fire areas. The governor has ordered state and local officials to coordinate efforts in providing adequate temporary housing for those who lost their residences to fire. Fortuna police used a canine unit to take a man wanted on a felony warrant into custody over the weekend. A Fortuna police officer was on patrol near Baseo Village Court and spotted 40-year-old Michael Brissett as he fled into a residence. Based on Brissett's actions, the officer decided to conduct a warrants check at the residence. Brissett decided to hide instead of coming out, and after several attempts to get Brissett to come out, an officer, along with a canine unit, entered the house to search. They located Brissett hiding under insulation in the attic. He was taken into custody for the outstanding warrant. In this month's Our Community News, we turn the focus to the economic impact that the dairy industry has on the economic health in communities along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. In Humboldt County, dairymen still maintain a key role in the economic health of the region, and it's been that way for the last 100 years. Dairy products are California's number one agricultural commodity, and the state passed Wisconsin back in the 90s as the nation's top producer of dairy products, and those numbers have only grown. According to the 1860 census, there were 264,000 people in California and 104,000 cows, and the bulk of those animals were to be found in the Bay Area and around Sacramento. By the end of the 19th century, however, Ferndale was on the map with the creation of the state's first creamery, the introduction of the cream separator, and the migration of dairy herds north along the coast to cooler, greener pastures on the north coast soon turned the region into the Dairy King of California, and those cows and their owners are still a key cog in the economic life of our communities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Agencies across Humboldt County, including the District Attorney's Office, are adding staff and equipment thanks to the passage of Measure Z. County DA Maggie Fleming said from the beginning her goal was to add new staff in the form of clerical and support, investigators, and of course, new deputy DAs. Fleming has been true to her word, and when she advertised open prosecutor positions in her office, she got more than 100 responses, and she is slowly adding new lawyers. It takes time and effort to ensure the right hire is made.
I like to meet with them up front because it can save a lot of time. I like to hear why they want to be a prosecutor, what are some of their ideas about moving to Humboldt County. We got them in weekly batches. I'd go through, I'd send out emails inviting people in for interviews. We probably do 8 to 10 a week. But it's a very lengthy process, and then you have to do backgrounds. So the whole, you know, from start to finish is easily over a month process.
While the natural beauty of the region is a draw to many, Fleming said she has to be sure to make the right call the first time.
So a lot of them come from small towns to begin with, and they really like rural settings. I've looked at this area, said it looks beautiful, and then they arrive, and I encourage them to drive around, not just check out the office and the courts, but really look at the area, commit to the community, because I don't want people who are coming here who 3 or 4 months later say, you know, I thought it was a great idea then, but I don't anymore, and I got to move on. Because we put so much energy and time up front, and it's expensive.
Fleming said that her hiring is far from over, and she will continue to add staff over the coming months. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.